After turning there, you may want to turn in your Old Testaments to Psalm 37, the 37th Psalm. We're going to begin reading in verse 30 in a moment. One of the fundamental truths that is established time and again, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, is that God rewards the righteous and He punishes the wicked. Now, with the acknowledgement that the accounts are not always settled during this lifetime, and the realization that ultimately all accounts will be settled in eternity at the judgment seat, I would like to read beginning in verse 30 and read down through verse 40, or the end of the 37th Psalm, to where this truth is established very clearly. Verse 30, we are told, "The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a native green tree, yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in Him." Now, this promise is one, again, ultimately, that will see fruition in judgment. But as we contemplate the wickedness of our day, and as we, each of us, struggle with the choices that we have to make in an ungodly society that has very fallible men seeking to rule it, and often the wicked prospering at the expense of the godly. And if you wait on the Lord and wait on Him patiently, that you can be assured of the fact that the wicked, though he seems to be in control and have, as verse 35 says, have great power, spreading himself like a native green tree, that ultimately his end will be ruin, where God will establish the path of the righteous. In those thoughts, we can be encouraged as we wait patiently on the Lord in the realization that He will ultimately reward the righteous. As we offer an invitation this evening, we offer those thoughts to you, recognition that we all will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Those who are righteous will enter into rest. Those who are disobedient and ungodly will be condemned by Him, because He is a just God. And so we seek to help you and assist you in any way to be righteous before Him, so that when that end comes, you will be among those to whom He will say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter ye into my rest." If there is anything that we can do to assist anyone who is here this evening to be in a right standing with God in that day, we offer ourselves to you now, and we ask that you come while together we stand and while we sing.